listening to Honestly Aging by Friends Life Care Vigor, a podcast where we explore what it's like getting older, the peaks, the valleys, and everything in between. In this season of Honestly Aging by Friends Life Care Vigor, we're covering topics related to solo aging. I'm your host, Cheryl Proska. Let's grow old together. On today's episode, Bahia Lapas-Gilchrist, Friends Life Care Wellness Coordinator, joins me. Bahia has been in the health and wellness field for over 25 years and has worked in various settings, including hospitals, long-term care, fitness centers, corporate wellness, and spas, providing health and wellness education to a varied population. Bahia has a master's in exercise science and a bachelor's in nutrition, health, and fitness from Cleveland State University. She is an exercise physiologist, registered dietetic technician, and holds certifications as a health and wellness coach and wellness practitioner. Bahia's passion for health and wellness and her strong belief in disease prevention through achievable lifestyle changes motivate her to help others overcome barriers and reach their goals. Bahia, welcome and thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm doing well, Cheryl. Thank you. And thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Bahia, you are joining me today to discuss ways to maintain an active lifestyle as we age, why physical activity is so important for older adults, and demo 5 exercises you recommend for anybody. Let's start with ways to maintain balance, strength, and endurance as we age.
Well, Cheryl, the key really is to stay as active as possible as we age and to be consistent about it. It's important to participate in a variety of physical activities, such as aerobic activities, which strengthen your heart and your lungs. And some examples of those would be walking, jogging, swimming, dancing, or pickleball. You also want to incorporate strength type of exercises, and they strengthen your muscles and your bones. And examples of those would be weightlifting, isometric exercises, body weight exercises, using resistance bands, and also weight machines. And also a key factor here is to incorporate balance and flexibility exercises because they prevent falls and improve your range of motion as we age. So those type of exercises would include yoga, tai chi, qigong, and a regular stretching routine. Also, there's some other important factors into maintaining that. You want to get a good night's sleep, for example, because while we sleep, our body heals and repairs. Also, incorporating a well-balanced diet, such as fresh fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, healthy fats, whole grains, and staying hydrated, making sure you get an adequate amount of fluids each day. And the last thing is to reduce your stress. So try to incorporate some deep breathing exercises, meditation, even some self-care, fun activities for yourself, such as hobbies. And then, of course, exercise helps reduce stress as well.
I am so glad you brought up sleep. I'll speak for myself, but if I am having a particularly busy week and I'm not getting as much sleep as usual, it is just such a noticeable difference in my mood, my energy level, my motivation on any given day. And that's something that I personally can forget about. I can forget about get 7 to 8 hours, get to bed. You'll be better for it tomorrow. So I'm glad you brought that up so our listeners can focus on that too.
Yes. Sleep can be difficult as we get older, for sure. And especially getting 8 hours of sleep a night can be challenging.
But yeah, how might we set priorities that impact healthy lifestyle changes?
Well, this is an important one because behavior change can be difficult. And behavior change for physical activity can be difficult. So the key factor for me is I tell my members that to really plan ahead. That's really important. So plan to fit physical activity into your everyday life. So you can start by making lists, which will help keep things in perspective. You can make daily lists, weekly lists, and those monthly lists, and those lists can be adjusted for sure. You also want to set some goals for yourself, short-term goals or long-term goals. And as a health coach, I like to use SMART goals, the acronym for SMART goals. So S would be specific, that you make those goals specific to you, and asking questions for yourself, like what type of exercise are you going to be participating in? Where are you going to be exercising? When are you going to be exercising? And why are you exercising? What are the benefits for your exercise? M is for measurable. You want to make sure you add a unit to that to make it easier to measure your progress and change your goals accordingly if needed. A is for attainable or achievable. Not only does not meeting your goals lead to frustration, but it can also cause injury and illness if we don't make them achievable for us. R is for realistic. You want to make sure those goals are realistic and specific to you, okay? They are important to where you are in your life right now. Don't worry about if your friend can walk 3 miles a day. It's where you are now. If you haven't been exercising at all, start out very slowly. Work on 10 minutes a day, a couple of days a week, and then progress from that. And then T is for time bound. You know, you want to make sure your goals have deadlines, because that provides a sense of direction and motivation, and it can make it easier to track your progress. By setting goals, this establishes a good routine where you will incorporate a physical activity into your daily routines.
And I'm so glad you brought up the comparison aspect of this. I jotted down an anecdote that I heard some time ago. Comparison is the killer of joy. I mean, if you're always comparing yourself to other people, you're never going to like feel joy about yourself. I mean, I like to compare, like, how was I 6 months ago? How was I a year ago? Is this like, how am I right now physically? Am I doing the best that I can? Am I listening to my body? So that, like, make it realistic to you, the individual at this moment in time, is so important, in my opinion, to recognize.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Would you prefer to age independently in your own home or live in a nursing facility? I know what I'd rather do. Friends Life Care membership offers just that. Plan today for a future lived at home with vitality, independence, growth, and resilience while protecting your savings. Learn about your options at a free seminar or webinar. Register at friendslifecare.org/register or call 215-628-8964. What are the recommendations for physical activity for adults, specifically 65 years and older?
Yes. The CDC did set some guidelines in 2018 for physical activity for all adults, but also adults specifically 65 years and older. They recommend 150 minutes or 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week of aerobic activity. And they recommend it at moderate intensity. And what that means is that you can be a little bit out of breath, but you can still hold a conversation with someone. So examples of that would be like brisk walking is a good example of moderate activity. Or they also recommend you do 75 minutes of vigorous intensity in a week, okay? So when you are doing vigorous intensity, you are out of breath and you cannot hold the conversation with someone. Okay? And examples of this would be running or jogging. They also do recommend that you include muscle strengthening type of activities twice a week. So that means working all your major muscle groups, okay? Your shoulders, your chest, your back, your hips, your abdominals, your leg muscles, and your arm muscles. And examples would be lifting weights, using resistive bands, doing body weight exercises such as push-ups and sit-ups. Example also would be heavy gardening like shoveling and digging, and then power yoga as well are good examples of muscle strengthening exercises. And they also would like you to include balance and flexibility, because as we age, those start to diminish. They would like you to include balance and flexibility 3 times a week. And some examples would be standing on one leg, so one leg balance, walking backwards, yoga, tai chi, stretching. I like to recommend a static stretching type of routine, which is where you actually hold the pose there for about 30 seconds to 1 minute at a time. And again, working all your major muscle groups to stretch them. So the key here is for anyone that hasn't been exercising is to start slowly and build success for motivation. And remember that the CTC recommendations are your down the road goal. Start slow and always consult your doctor before starting any type of exercise routine. Now, for those individuals who exercise on a regular basis, the key is the more exercise, the greater the benefits.
Why is physical activity so important for older adults?
Well, physical activity has been linked to lowering the risk of many chronic diseases, such as coronary artery disease, hypertension, diabetes, osteoarthritis, some cancers, and Alzheimer's disease. Also, it maintains healthy bones, muscles, and joints. It can improve mental, emotional, and social well-being. It reduces the risk of falls. It improves the quality of sleep, and it can also manage your weight.
It is so important to remember the mental, emotional ability to relieve stress through exercise. And again, I'll just speak for myself. Even if I am not monitoring that I'm feeling particularly stressful in a given day, if I do a quick run, a brisk walk on an incline, 20 minutes of yoga, I feel so refreshed afterwards. And it doesn't have to be this marathon run. It can be 20 minutes for me. And I feel like the stress has just come out of my body and helps me mentally and emotionally. So I just, again, think all these things that you're bringing up are so important and can be beneficial to any individual.
Yes. Exercise is wonderful for stress reduction because it produces endorphins, good feel good hormones that make you feel good. So get your exercise in for stress reduction.
For older adults and solo agers who want to age in place, how might you recommend they best keep up with the physicality required for it?
So, participating in regular physical activity can maintain and improve physical function, which will improve quality of life overall. Physical activities can help improve your functional capacity, which transfers to maintaining your activities of daily living. In fact, the term activities of daily living describes exactly what they are. General tasks and personal movements like getting bathed, getting dressed, carrying your groceries in, getting up off the floor a little bit easier. Those many small tasks also help you manage your home. In order to maintain your activities of daily living, you should incorporate functional fitness exercises. These are very beneficial because they train your body for everyday activities, which makes a daily motion easier and safer and can help prevent injuries. So some examples of functional exercises would be like squats, push-ups, one leg balance exercises, and then jumping jacks as well.
Bayette, can you help us connect the dots of how our physical health benefits our brain health?
Absolutely. So the focus really for our brain health with exercise is working on your aerobic exercise. During exercise, the body produces feel-good neurotransmitters such as dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin that gets released into the brain, which reduce feelings of anxiety and depression. Also, lowering levels of stress hormones such as cortisol. Exercise also improves focus and concentration. It has been shown about 30 minutes of aerobic exercise has the ability to shift and focus attention and improve reaction time. Exercise also promotes neuroplasticity, which is your brain's ability to form new neural connections. In other words, your ability to learn throughout your life, which improves cognitive health.
Lifelong learning is so important. I will say I took a break from my education and I have been back in school for the past 18 months. And I was surprised at my ability to learn new things. And I will say, like, it was tougher at the beginning than it came to be at the end. And I've made a commitment that I need to be learning something new, you know, all of the time, in a sense, or at least be more open to learning new things, because I do feel that it has helped open my mind, expand my thinking. And I am hoping to, like, incorporate that into one of my, you know, aging goals, to be able to just continue to learn and to hear that can just help me, like, cognitively with my brain health is very reassuring.
Cheryl, I have done the same thing. I went back for my master's degree when I was about 40 years old. So it definitely expanded my mind. It opened my mind to many new things and learning experiences as well.
Bahia, any parting words on how to successfully stay physically fit as we age?
Well, really the key for me is to keep moving. Right. Find something that you like. Okay. I know not everyone loves to exercise, but there are things that everyone can do to help them to keep moving. And then also to be consistent, right? Make it part of your daily routines. That's really, really important. All right. Remember, you're worth it.
I love it. You're worth it. Those are the best parting words we could leave our listeners with.
Bahia, thank you for joining me today to discuss ways to handle the physical demands of aging. And to our listeners, I invite you to visit this episode on Friends Life Care's YouTube channel at youtube.com/friendslifecare to check out a video Bahia created containing 5 exercises she recommends for anybody.
A variety of wellness videos brought to you by our award-winning Vigor program can also be found on our website. If you like our show, please rate, review, subscribe, and join us next time. To learn more about aging with vitality, independence, growth, and resilience, subscribe to our blog at friendslifecare.org/blog.